We've already done number 20. 21 was removed from the agenda. So that's all of old business. Additional business, we have wetland determination.
You want to
do that? You want to wait?
The wetland issue, the JD from the Corps, or bring it up another time?
Do it another time.
I think that ought to be, if you're going to do it, put it on an agenda. I mean, because it's not on the agenda now, is it?
It was just under...
Oh, was it?
Additional business.
Oh, it was? Okay, I'm sorry.
Not on the agenda, under the news that I sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not on an agenda, so...
Oh, that's right, it's not.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
I'm being the wrong one. Okay.
Everybody's got a copy of the Rick's email, right?
That was, right. And we discussed it.
At last...
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't here last month's meeting, but I thought I gave it, provided everybody a copy.
Can you, just because I've been out so much, can you, just so I know that I'm talking about the same email, forward me that one again?
Do you have a copy of it? Because I've got dial-up, and it takes me forever.
Yeah, after the meeting, I'll make you a copy.
Okay.
That's what happens when you live in Sorbonne in Sussex.
That's right.
The only other...
Where I live, too.
The only other thing I have, we need to pick a special meeting for October. I talked to Bob before this meeting started. October 15th is a Wednesday, but the council chambers is reserved that whole afternoon. We meet on the 9th and the 23rd. 16th is a Thursday. The 14th, council has hearings that afternoon, so it's not available that day.
Problem 16, Thursday, 3 o'clock.
Good with me?
Tuesday?
No.
That's Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday the 16th.
All right with you?
Yeah.
All right with you, Mr. Smith?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Anything else? Mr. Chairman, since we've been discussing the issue of wetlands and they're becoming a bigger and bigger issue, I'd like to request that at the next special meeting, which is October 16th, that we, as part of the agenda, that we invite folks from the Center for Inland Bays to discuss their the work that they've done on wetlands. Specifically, about 2 weeks ago, we all received a CD-ROM from the Center for Inland Bays. The hard copy looks like this. And I've beat my head against it a couple times and gotten some good information. But it'd be nice since we had Jessica Watson come from the Soil Conservation District to talk about stormwater management ponds, I think it's time-wise, I think it's an opportune time for the commission to have the benefit of their expertise from an educational and informational standpoint. And they're amenable to meeting with us to do that. I've had discussion with Christopher Basin, who's the science and technical coordinator, who's also the author of this report, which is very detailed. And I think it's something that we haven't, unfortunately, had available to us before in terms of the scientific studies that have been done on wetlands, both federal and state wetlands. Since that's becoming a point of contention, I think it would be beneficial for all of us concerned.
To be something like they do, like a PowerPoint or just a...
Yes, because they do have this on PowerPoint as well.
Yeah.
And they could, you know, talk about the environmental issues and the impacts. And I'm quite impressed with the report they've done because they've looked at actual developments. Small as well as large, and the impacts on wetlands and the management of wetlands. And
when is your suggestion on them coming in?
That's the next special meeting, October 16th.
Do you know how long it would take? And the only reason I ask that, the League of Women Voters have the chambers from at 6 o'clock, starting at 6 o'clock that night.
Well,
on the 16th?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if we give them a time frame, you know, if we allow like an hour. I mean, Jessica took her piece was very beneficial to me. So if we told them ahead of time that, you know, we've allotted, you know, up to an hour for discussion or whatever, then that we could build our the remainder of our agenda around that.
Well, some of those, I don't think there's money right now, but these 50 lots and or lots in a 50-foot right of way, I think we can put those on back burner for a while.
Yeah, we're not dealing with a time frame on those, yeah. like the old business.
Are you going to call?
It's at 6 o'clock or something going on?
League of Women Voters has canceled chairs.
We had quite a bit on agenda tonight, I thought, and it's still 10 minutes of 5. So I think we could squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Do you want to give her an agenda of which him on what you want to address, what you want him to address?
Well, I think, yeah. How to put this in plain English.
Yeah.
If he reads that,
No. They've got a whole PowerPoint that's that. Right. They have a PowerPoint presentation that's designed for the general public. That.
And if you had specific questions on setbacks and stuff like that, that they could say.
That they could perhaps address as
they
well.
They address it in there with specific.
They address setbacks for tidal lands, for freshwater, wetlands, for everything that we're struggling with now.
If you could give them a time limit, then maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be fair for everyone to let them know, you got this much time.
Yeah.
Try to compress it.
So
without being unreasonable of saying 15 minutes, but,
I'm also going to suggest they send out the hard copies to all the members, too, rather than the CD-ROM. I find it easier to read a hard copy than to look at my computer screen. And when it is downloadable off their site, but I'm too cheap. I don't have a color printer, so all I got was the black and white. It gets kind of hard to sort through that, too.
Everybody
agree with that? Go ahead. I obviously missed part of this discussion. The only thing I will offer is if you would focus on the discussion about what the wetland buffer does, not whether it's 50, 85, 150 feet. That's not the issue. The
right.
issue that is really important because he focuses on the research that would be applicable to our situation.
Right.
So much of the discussion deals with steep slopes and issues that we're not concerned about. So just look at and focus on the discussion of why it's important and what it functions as here. As I said when we talked about this last meeting, it's the most important 50 feet in Sussex County. And just remember that when you read that.
I would tell him that that's his presentation, not
right.
slopes.
And there still can be a discussion about whether it's 50 or 85 or 100, but that's not the
point.
The main point here. The main point is why
Purpose.
Is it important?
What's
And what does it do?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so does everybody consent with that? Okay.
Are you going to contact him, Mike? Or
I was going to say, Mike, can you contact him?
I can contact him. They probably would like a letter from the office, making a formal request.
I can do that. Mom.
Okay.
That's to Chris, right?
Yep.
And you can talk to him, tell him exactly what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Covering the amount of time he's got.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Focus.
Okay, anything else? Okay,
meeting adjourned. A lot of books to read for next week.
That's right.
Thanks.
Okay, meeting adjourned.